the one piece of legislation which I was connected with in the Judiciary Committee involved skiing. And skiing was just starting, really, in the 50s on a large scale here. Judge Gibson and the federal court had made a decision that ski areas could be responsible for negligence. So the industry came to our Judiciary Committee and wanted us to pass a law that in effect would exempt the ski area from any injuries resulting from downhill skiing. This was my first involvement with the conflict that could arise between an industry or a business trying to really get some advantage by getting a law passed in the legislature. I knew that this was going too far, and we wound up, after several months of serious negotiation, we wound up by passing a simple one-sentence law which in effect reduced the statute of limitations for ski injuries from the usual 3 years that are connected with negligent suits to 1 year, in effect saying if a person has been injured and thinks they have a suit, they must commence the suit within a year. You've got to give the operators some protection, and by forcing the case to be brought sooner rather than later, you were able to avail yourself of witnesses and information that might otherwise not be there several years later. So that was the solution we came up with, and that still is on the books just that way. It was an example to me of where the legislature can be helpful at finding a middle ground between two opinions which, to start with, were very strong and very much on a head-on basis, and came up with something that was helpful to both.